Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey guys, it's Wah. So we've got a little treat for you. We want to give you a little excerpt of our Love is Blind recap, The Reunion, so that you can see what all you're missing on our Patreon. As well as, we did a fun collab with the wonderful sisters from Sisters Who Watch, Shelby and Lauren, where we talk about Traitors Season 2. Listen to them at their podcast, Sisters Who Watch, anywhere that you get your podcasts. All right, enjoy. Hello, everyone. It's Patreon. We're talking about Love is Blind Season 6 Reunion.
When Trevor came in, Vanessa were like, look, when you fucking came on the scene in the early first couple of days of the episodes, people were on your side. They loved themselves some Trevor. And then you know what? Shit went down. And we know what the shit went down, which is that on TikTok, honey, an ex of his released screenshots of texts before and after he went into the pods, basically being like, I got, you know, recruited to be on the show. I'm gonna do the show. I'm just gonna like go in and do my thing. I'm gonna miss you guys, miss you so much. I love you so much. Like, I love you, love you, love you, love you, like, love you. And then he gets out of the pods. He's like, I'm back. And she's like, did you miss me? She's like, oh my God, I'm crying. And he's like, did you meet anyone? He's like, no, but let me tell you what happened. Now, LOL, in the actual text, he goes on to say, the producers and him had concocted some storyline that's gonna be very fun. Now, on the Love is Blind reunion, they never, ever bring up that part. They had sort of, and that's why I think they went so hard at Sarah Ann over making a TikTok of her, whatever, just basically saying that she was entertainment, because it was like their way of trying to be like, we do not manipulate any sort of situations. All we do is create the best environment with some kick-ass wine and hope you don't drink too much. You know what I'm saying? And hope you don't sue us at the end, which they're suing and for all that. Anyway, so yeah. So then they read all the texts back and forth, Vanessa and Nick, as if they're in some sort of like sketch together. Basically, they're like, Trevor, what the fuck? You know, and Trevor's like, I wasn't technically with her. And they're like, bitch, you've been saying I love you. And then they were like, what the fuck, Trevor? And he just puts his head down and doesn't say anything for a very long time. And then is like, mommy and daddy, can I go up to my room now? And then they say, okay, dumb Trevor, put your dick between your legs and you can go up to your baby room. And that's what happens.
Yeah, he stumbles. He's like, I had a whole thing I wanted to say, but then I came here and it's all out of my head. He is just stumbling through this. And he's like, I feel like I was here for good and bad reasons. And I sure there were some bad, but there was also some good. And Chelsea, I never wanted to hurt you. I never wanted to hurt anybody. It's just that I'm fucked up and I need therapy, and which I'm healing from. And part of me coming on this show was to heal from the toxic relationship I had with her. Like, all manner of shit. Just like, shut up and just say, you know what? I did try to be a scammer. My bad. When I got to the show, I did want to kind of meet somebody. And then when I didn't get Chelsea, I figured I would just go back and ask that other girl to marry me. That's what happened. And I feel like a dick. So I do apologize to America. Something.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But so he leaves, and then they go to AD and Clay, and then they're like, AD and Clay, what the hell is happening? You know, AD, you better not fucking being with Clay. And she's like, he called me, of course, you know. And like, you know, we're like, well, then what the fuck's happening? And they like are dating or like have tried to date. They've gotten back together and not. Clay talks in a circle and says it was a mistake and that she is the love of his life at the end. And she's like, but she's like not really with him, but sometime, but had gotten back together. She also says that she went on 2-ish dates with Matthew slash Clark Kent. 2-ish dates is interesting. In my mind, I was like, did you guys meet up somewhere and you know you were there and then you hung out there and that's the ish? And then there was 2 other dates. Is there how many? Anyway.
I took it as like 1.5. One of them, he cooked dinner for her and he made her chicken and rice. Now, do we suppose that any of that had any manner of seasoning on it besides salt and pepper?
She, of course, made it seem like it did not. You know, she made it seem like absolutely not. No, because chicken and rice could be flavored with anything and is, and then it's multicultural food depending on whatever the flavor. Like, yeah. That's, chicken and rice have such
almost has such, every culture has a chicken and rice dish.
Chicken and rice could be anything. You know, it's like a palate. You know, it's like what, you know, chicken and rice, is it za'atar chicken and Lebanese rice? Is it chicken shawarma? And, you know, is it
fried chicken and jambalaya? Like
adobo chicken and Spanish rice? Is it, you know, yeah. So is it teriyaki chicken and white rice? White, yes. Because what is it? You know, so basically, we don't know. But it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Is it marinated chicken thighs and some kind of pilaf? What is it?
Garlic cream chicken and like a arborio, like risotto? Like, you know, like, is it, that sounds yummy as fuck. Yummy. You know, like. So good. But no, it wasn't, you know, so.
Is there a veggie on the side?
Okay. Veggie, honey. But he looks, he works out. So in my mind, and she works out too. And I was like, I bet you
boiled meal chicken. Preps.
Yeah.
Boiled chicken and Uncle Ben's.
Yeah. I would think it'd be brown rice, so it would have more macros. Anyway, so basically.
Oh my God, that's even worse.
I know
it is. Brown rice.
She does tell Clay, you knew you didn't want to get married and you played in my fucking face.
Mm-hmm. You played in my fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
He's like, they talk about Clay's mom and dad's convo. And then Clay says this. So Clay's like, I started watching the show and I really looked up this person. And there was like this moment that they had brought about, but I don't quite remember, but it was basically, I think you had mentioned it, that like he had mentioned having watched the show and people were like being able to express themselves better than he ever could or he can. And then he realized that he wasn't ready to get married, honey, because if these people are doing this now and he can't even do like 1/4 of it, then like maybe he's not ready because these people are really at the top of their shit. And so he's like, they're like, who was that? And he was like, it's Brett. Brett's right there. And obviously we know what happened to Clay and Clay's family and the Clay's dad. Brett and him have a really beautiful moment, honestly, where Brett's like, that makes me feel really great. Thank you for saying that. Just, you know, if I present that way, or if I present that I have everything together, if I know that, you know, just, you know, it was very hard for me and I don't know what's happening. And, you know, I don't always feel so secure and thank you for, you know, seeing this in me, but just, you know, I understand where you came from and it's very hard. So it was a really beautiful moment. Yeah. So basically then they had this other dumb part where then they have to give the people they brought like something to do. And for instance, like Micah is there and she doesn't say bullshit the entire time, basically is there to promote Perfect Match. But they give her like a question to ask Jimmy. And they like, she asks Jimmy about how it was for him to have his friend's sex and him be revealed. And, you know, like he talks through that. Vanessa, at least 14 times during this tell-all, is like, what? What'd he say? Like, I don't know. Like, she says it so many times. I'm like, does she have an earpiece in? Like, are they keeping this in of her asking that as, like, a weird way for us to hear something they want us to hear super by, like, doing it twice? Because it's like, she can't hear anything, honey. She's hosting the show. Is she, you know, maybe get on that.
She also was rolling in glitter as well.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was a look. Chelsea and Jimmy get hate, but he did an interview and she was infuriated. So,
yes.
Just part. So Jessica has been there the entire time. Yeah. And Jessica was like, look, I thought things were fucking chill, but I'll tell you right now, things, I guess, aren't chill because Jimmy, this is a weird part. Jimmy had done an interview for whatever, Us Magazine. And Jimmy, I guess, I didn't read the interview, but it was asked like how he picked Chelsea in the end or why his decision was that. And he says something like, well, during one of the pods, like, Jessica walked out on our date early, and so that's why
she stormed out after 10 minutes.
And she's like, that never happened. He's like, that absolutely fucking happened. She's like, that never happened. He's like, I stand by that happened. She's like, we were on a date for like an hour and a half. He's like, I'll give you 40 minutes at best. Then later on, he's like, you know what? It really wasn't fucking 40 minutes. I just told that to you. I stand by 10 minutes. And she's like, roll the tape.
And they did. They fucking did. And it was 2 hours and 13 minutes with a 15 minute break after a certain amount of time. Like a 8 minute break or some shit. 8 minutes was somewhere in there. And then they came out. And then she said, well, I think that I'm going to let you go. And that's all we have to say for right now. I'm not going to make you sit around and like try to convince you to be with me. And she gets up and leave. And this man boiled that down to a 10 minute storm off. Now, my question is why did that make her so upset? And I think it's because in her mind, it made her look like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. But anybody who like watched the show at the very least knows she didn't storm out. So it just felt like it was weird for her to nitpick on that after a year later, after she quote unquote felt like she has been very kind to him in every interview she's been on.
That's why.
And that, yeah. Okay.
I think that she, her mom's like, she's still in her, there's not a moment in my mind where I think Jessica liked Jimmy. And I think that Jessica was waiting for him to like see her in real life and be like, I fucking messed up. But he actually never did. He never was like, Jessica, if I knew, like, I would totally have picked you. He doesn't say it.
Because she's, I think there's a part,
I think there's a part of Jessica that's a little like, huh, it's weird. It's weird that when you saw it, and you were given an opportunity to be with this, that you didn't like get down on bended knee to like make it happen if it was like, about to happen, which he doesn't. So then when this happens and he says, even if he has the audacity to say something bad about her, she, I think, freaks out, because in her mind, I think that she thinks that he should be like, I can't believe I, you know, passed up the opportunity to be with this incredibly stunning model woman, you know, because she is very beautiful. But when you are so, you get used to being treated in such a way that it must be very hard, like Natalie from, you know, 90 Day Fiance, to like have anyone else treat you like you aren't God's gift of beauty and grace to everyone at all times, and people will bend over in order to have you more in their lives. I can't imagine. So we have a little bit of the Chelsea and Megan Fox thing where Chelsea's like, look, I fucked up, and we just like talk about that. We have a dumb, like, you know, all the people that were on the other shows of the other seasons are like having babies, you know, like Zach and whatever the fuck, and having baby shower. One moment happens where one's like, we're having a baby, our gender is a girl. And another couple is like, we're having a baby, we're not going to tell you because we're going to pre-gender our baby, you fucking, you know, like boomers. You know, like, I thought that part was really, really funny. We're done. We love you guys so much. We're gonna go, but we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being with us on this journey, and mm-hmm. we'll continue
journey, you know. Smollett, and bye.